I am going to speak today once more in my weekly Great Federal Employees, but before I begin, I was quite moved by the Republican leader's speech today about Kyle Simmons. I don't know Kyle Simmons, but I must say, the 19 years I was chief of staff, and the over a year I've been a senator, I recognize Kyle Simmons and so many good chiefs of staffs I've known over the years. The way the Republican leader described Kyle Simmons just brought back so many memories of great people in the Senate, but especially chiefs of staff who do everything in the office, from open the door in the morning to close at night, to worry about everything from the interns to the CEOs of corporations in their home states and labor leaders. So I just want to add my voice to say that I'm just so proud of folks who have worked in the Senate, and especially through personal experience, those who have been chiefs of staff. I cannot think of a better letter than the one that was written from Kyle Simmons to Billy Piper to explain what it is to be a great Senate staffer and a great chief of staff. Now I'd like to speak about another great federal employee. Across the country, Americans receiving their W-2 forms and taking stock of their finances in advance of April's tax deadline. For families, the ritual of filing income taxes repeats itself each year, and admittedly, it isn't very much fun. Taxes have been an emotional and thorny subject in American history ever since colonial patriots rallied around the cry, "No taxation without representation." Indeed, though federal tax rates for personal income are low compared to most other developed countries, complaining about paying taxes remains one of our truly national pastimes. This is understandable. It is linked to the strong national attitude in our country that taxpayers' money should never go to waste. When Americans grumble about taxes, I believe it's not because, and I know it's not because they oppose them in general. Rather, it's because they want to make sure their money is spent wisely, fairly, and without unnecessary waste. One of the chief complaints about taxes in years past was the filing of a time-consuming and confusing process. I think if all of us can remember those days sitting in front of a pile of forms and receipts, punching away at a calculator, pencil in hand, and a 1040 form covered in eraser marks. Thankfully, because of this week's honoree, most Americans, more than 95 million filers, avoided this headache last year by filing their taxes electronically. Terrence Lutz was awarded the 2005 Service to America Medal for Citizen Service for leading the development of the Internal Revenue Service's e-file program. Terry, who spent nearly 30 years working at the IRS, served as Associate Chief Information Officer for IT Services before retiring 5 years ago. E-file not only makes it easy for taxpayers to file online and receive a refund in as little as 10 days, it also cuts processing costs by 90% compared to paper filing. This benefits the taxpayers twofold. They save time and energy individually and also reduce the amount of their own money spent collecting taxes. Terry, who holds degrees from Eastern Kentucky University and the University of Colorado, first became involved with electronic filing in 1996. As head of the IRS's Electronic Tax Administration, he became the government's evangelist for online tax filing. E-file has been available for years, but it was costly for the IRS to operate and difficult for taxpayers to navigate. While redesigning the e-file system, Terry and his team focused on creating innovative public-private partnerships to reduce and eventually eliminate the direct cost to the taxpayers of filing online. He oversaw a workforce of over 6,500 employees and carefully managed a budget of $1.5 billion. Terry cultivated relationships with software companies and tax preparation businesses, and the results have paid off for all of us. In 2005, when Terry retired after a long and distinguished career in public service, more than half of all tax returns were filed online for the first time. Today, this number continues to rise. For most Americans, what used to be a stressful experience is now fast, simple, and less expensive. Thanks to Terry, the way Americans pay their taxes is forever changed. Oliver Wendell Holmes, Jr., one of the great Supreme Court justices of the early 20th century, once said, "The taxes are the price we pay for a civilized society." I'm glad to know that great federal employees like Terrence Lutz at the IRS continue to work hard every day, ensuring that our tax collection system is as efficient and responsive as possible. When I go online to file my own tax return this year, I'll be thinking of these outstanding public servants of the IRS and all who work for the federal government.